How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Zach and Willie podcast. It's been a minute.
It's been a while. After a while.
A long while.
Long while.
Last episode, September.
September 10th.
My goodness.
That was...
memes.
It's a good while ago.
It's a good episode, though.
Mm-hmm.
I was proud
Very
of that
quality.
One. Yeah. Well, welcome back, guys. We apologize for the
long wait.
The long way for the next episode, for the like four of you who care.
Yeah.
Anyway, today we're gonna be talking about music.
Just the general.
Just as a general, yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Zach's playing his guitar right now.
They probably can't hear it.
If you can, or if you can't, it's "Feeling Lonely" by Boy Pablo. Very good song. I guess we can just talk about our favorite artists first, right?
Yeah, okay, so do you want to start?
I can
just
start.
Just list top five favorite artists.
Top five favorite
We'll start with that.
Okay. Boy Pablo is definitely on the list. Not in order.
I might do a couple of mine in order.
Boy Pablo is definitely on the list. I gotta scroll through my playlist and check. Laundry Day.
Oh yeah, Laundry Day's good.
They're very good. They're a small band in New York, but yeah, I would definitely give them a listen. They're really good. Rex Orange County for sure is on the list. Yeah, he's really talented. Also Wallows, I would say. Just listening to them recently, they really got on there. This isn't becoming, like, it's kind of becoming less of my favorite, but still an incredible band, the Beatles.
Yeah.
All of the songs and records and...
You could probably go to any Beatles album and listen to the whole thing and pretty much like all of it.
Yeah.
There's just so many, like, iconic songs on all of their albums.
Yeah. And then... number five. Or did I already say five?
No, you hit one more.
No, one more? Okay. This is tough. This is really tough. I really like Frank Ocean.
Who's Frank Ocean? I never heard of him.
You don't know Frank Ocean?
Mm-mm.
He's a singer.
Nope.
He's really good.
Oh, that's his real last name? Frank Ocean?
No. His real name is... I don't know what his real name is, but that's his, just like his artist name, Frank Ocean.
Oh.
Yes, very, very good singer. So what about you? What's your top five?
Okay, so...
you're all over the place.
Yeah, my number one, gotta go to Smashing Pumpkins. Literally,
yeah,
I listen to them
do.
All day.
You love them.
It's the best ever. And they have a couple, like, a bunch of their songs are, like, some of my favorite songs ever listened to. Second, I gotta think real good about this because I listen to so many different things. At the moment, probably number two. I don't know. I might have to do
six
going
here. In order.
I might have to do. Well, I'll just say number one is Smashing Pumpkins, and then I won't do any of it because that's obvious.
It's too hard to order.
Yeah. The next, Beartooth is on there. Have you ever listened to Beartooth? They're metal. It's good. Wallows is on there. Love them. Wonderful. Slipknot's on there. Listen to them all day. Yeah. Surprisingly, like, I go from Wallows to Slipknot. That's a pretty big...
it's a big gap.
Pretty big gap. And then I'm getting into Shinedown recently. Yeah. Shinedown. I'm going to see them. In concert a week from Wednesday, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty good. I think they're going to the Nutter Center.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Yeah, those are my top five or six bands. I couldn't just list five. There's so many good ones.
There are, yeah. There's a lot of really talented artists. What would you say your favorite genre is?
Genre?
Could you list one?
No.
No.
I I'll tell you my least favorite genre. Least favorite genre is rap.
Yeah.
I can't stand rap.
I like some rap songs.
The only rap I can kind of get into, just as, like, background music, is, like, chill rap. When they aren't, you know, like, going crazy.
Yeah, I feel you. If I had to pick a favorite genre, probably just, like, chill rock.
Yeah.
Or indie rock.
See, that's the thing. I go from indie rock and chill rock to, like, grunge to, like, metal.
Yeah.
Like, hardcore, like, metal stuff.
Wait, so, like, it's what just, exactly is grunge? Because I'm not really sure, like...
It's like Nirvana and stuff.
Nirvana, okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stuff like
that. I got you.
And they have the really
I haven't listened
deep,
to much
like,
grunge.
Yeah. Nirvana's good. Oh, yeah. I didn't listen to Nirvana on my favorite band.
Oh, dang.
I love Nirvana.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been kind of getting into more, like, rap songs recently. But not... I mean, like, mumble rap, like Joji.
Yeah.
I like...
Oh, yeah, Joji's good.
I like Joji, and 88 Rising is really good. Like, it's just a bunch of artists.
I just can't get into it, man.
You can't?
I can't get the, you know, the feeling behind and everything.
But yeah.
Like, how I do with, like, rock or metal or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I just can't do it.
I know. It's also kind of weird because I feel like that kind of music I can listen to like a loudspeaker with a bunch of people, you know,
what kind of music?
Like at a party or a concert, like, or something, like rap.
Yeah.
But I can't just like walk through the halls with it blaring in my earbuds.
No.
Like I gotta have something more calm.
I've like at music festivals and stuff, like Winter Jam, the Air One music festival thing that they did.
Mm-hmm.
They had a few like rap artists live there, and I couldn't get into it either. Even at concert, I couldn't do it. I couldn't get into it. I appreciate that it's music and I respect it as an artist, but I can't listen to it.
And there's also like a big difference between different rap artists.
Yeah.
Like if you take somebody like I don't know, like NF for example. I know it's like kind of basic or whatever, but like the lyrics he writes are pretty good, and you can tell that it's like it's deep.
Yeah,
and
he put some really good thought into it and meaning into his lyrics.
But then you turn around and look at like 6ix9ine.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. 6ix9ine, and it's just like, it's not just, good. It's not good.
Yeah. Have you ever listened to like a 6ix9ine song from start to finish?
No, I can't get through it.
It's so funny though. He like screams. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get how people can like that kind of music.
Honestly. I don't know. I get the screaming, but...
Yeah.
When you're at home alone and you turn up some really, like, hardcore metal stuff, like, really loud, and you just get into it, oh, that's so good. So good. With, like, the loud,
I love blasting music
guitar.
When I'm home alone.
Yeah. Oh, that's
so
a good
fun.
Time.
Especially in the shower.
I don't listen to music in the shower.
You know... I only do it when I'm home alone. But I'll play some, like, chill rock.
Yeah. Normally, I have a playlist that has, like 200 and something songs in it.
Oh, yeah.
And it has, like, everything I listen to in it. Oh, like, all my favorite songs that I listen to on the daily, and it'll go from, like, you know, Wallows to, like, Slipknot. It's so funny, because... I'll be in the mood for something, and then I'll listen to it.
I create different playlists for that.
See, I have that. I have different, like, genres and playlists for different feelings of songs, too, mm-hmm. but then I have a one master playlist.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, that's how mine is, too. I have... But they're, like, not titled different genres. I have quality tunes, and that's everything.
Yeah. See, my master playlist is called, like, The Jams or something.
Yeah. And then I have Road Trip, which is, like... chill rock and stuff like that, because, you know, road trip. And then I have a playlist with the emoji with sunglasses on, and that's all the hype music. Do you think you could pick a favorite song?
No. Top 10 favorite songs.
Top 10?
I could probably list my top 3 or 4.
Okay.
Some of them, some people probably have never heard of. So you go first with that, since it's your
top songs. Top songs. Well, the thing about my favorite songs is that it changes pretty much like every other day.
Yeah.
But I guess if I'll do like favorite long running songs.
Yeah, well, like the songs that you can go back and listen to, and you're like, dang, that's a really good song.
So I would say number one is "Television" by Rex Orange County.
Yeah. Really?
That, yeah, I never get tired of that song.
You never get tired of that song?
It's really good.
Yeah, I have certain songs that I just don't get tired of.
And then probably "Losing You" by Boy Pablo. That one's been a favorite of mine for like a month. Let me see another one. I've been listening to "Pleaser" by Wallows.
It's a good song. A lot. I love that song.
Yeah, it's really good. And then also "Loving Is Easy" by Rex Orange County.
Oh yeah, love.
That's a good one. Yeah, those are probably my favorite long-running ones.
So, okay. Probably "Mayonnaise" by the Smashing Pumpkins. I never get tired of that song. It's so good. "Everlong" by Foo Fighters.
It's a good one.
Top favorites. So good. Let's see. Probably. I'm not sure. What else? I'm just trying to think of generally what I've been listening to. "Whispers in the Dark" by Skillet. Never get tired of that song. That is amazing. There's one by Switchfoot. Not Switchfoot. Yeah, well, "Where the Light Shines Through" by Switchfoot. And "If the House Burns Down Tonight" by Switchfoot.
Get one.
Quality tunes. I'm trying to think of a Slipknot one. Because I could... I'm trying to think. I know you don't know any Slipknot songs.
I don't. I don't think I've ever listened.
If anyone is listening to this that knows Slipknot, thank you. Probably either Nomadic or Snuff. Snuff is good. Snuff is quieter. It's like... it's like all acoustic. It's good. You might like Snuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
It's like all acoustic. There's like a couple like solo parts, but it's really chill.
And then I have songs that like "Come and Go" is my favorites too. Like, I gotta think of one. Oh, I didn't even say "Lawn" by Laundry Day. That song slaps. That's probably on the top 10.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are definitely songs that kind of like come and go for like 2 days. Well, especially a lot of Post Malone songs.
Oh, I hate Post Malone. I respect it as music, but I just can't get into it, man.
I listen to
I just can't get into
Better
it.
Now. On repeat for like really? 3 days, and then I don't think I've listened to it since.
I can't do it. I just can't do it, man. That's why Post Malone needs to start doing rock music.
Because
he's covered Nirvana, and he played with Red Hot Chili Peppers at the Grammys, and it was so good. Like, he's such a good guitar player. He has the voice for it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But no, I like if he could like put out like just an EP of just like five. Songs that he, I don't know, fly like rock songs that he makes. It'd be great.
Yeah. I don't know. He does. Being, like a huge artist, must take a lot of work.
Yeah, because you gotta constantly, like,
do you have stuff. To stay relevant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, Me and Zach.
No,
I'm starting a band.
Yeah, starting a band.
Primrose.
Right now we're working on some covers and just starting to like play together and stuff and getting that going.
Just mess around a little bit.
Yeah. And then we're gonna start writing some stuff.
I've come up with like a few little ideas, but
nothing really.
Nothing really kind of like hits the spot. But if you are listening and you can play drums or you want to play drums,
hit us up.
Hit us up. Send us a comment.
Or
can you
bass
comment
player.
On podcasts?
Bass player.
Oh yeah, and bass
player. Bass player.
We could really use a bass player. Can you comment on podcasts?
Email us at primrose@gmail.com.
Just kidding, we don't have a Gmail.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Yeah.
Primrose Band?
I think that's what it is. Oh, shoot. I was going to grab my phone.
You sent it to me. Hold on.
It's like primroseband@gmail.com or something like that.
Yeah. Primrose Band.
It's... I will admit, we need a bassist.
We do. It's gonna take a while. You made this in like November.
Yeah.
Shoot.
10 points to whoever knows what that song is.
Can I even hear it on the mic? I don't even know if I can hear it.
Yeah, you should be able to hear it.
Shoot. I didn't realize how much I text you. It's gonna take so long.
Yeah, it's gonna take a while. You know, you could just go to your... Did you put it in... If I, like, exit the app, will it keep recording?
I don't know.
Do you want to risk it?
No.
Because I'm sure it's in my Gmail account.
So this is January 5th, okay.
We're getting there.
January 2nd.
Bear with us.
December 31st. Oh, that's when you got your guitar.
It was before that. It was way before that.
No, I'm on.
Oh.
This is Christmas.
Yeah.
19th.
What the heck is that? 12th.
It's Ela Klein.
Oh, Ela Klein. Ela Kleiners.
What up, Ela Kleiners?
What up, Ela Kleiners? Dude, H3 is such a good channel.
They are. Oh, yeah, there it is. It is primroseband@gmail.com. So that was a very long plug. But anyway, if you want to play bass for us or drums, hit us up at primrosebandofficial@gmail.com.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet. We'd love to have you, whoever you are. What else about music?
Favorite riffs.
Ooh. I love the bass line in I Want You by the Beatles. Which I guess is not really like a riff.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of.
It's a bass riff.
But as far as guitarists go...
I like Stairway to Heaven. It's really basic to say.
Yeah. It's okay.
Let's see. Favorite. That's a whole new... I like Chair of Rock by the Smashing Pumpkins.
I like a lot of Led Zeppelin guitar riffs. Just pretty much in, like, all their songs.
Black Dog? I Cherry Broccoli by Smashing Pumpkins. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
It is a good one.
Crossover. Blackbird's good.
Yeah, that's true. And Here Comes the Sun.
Oh, yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Banger. I wonder where the term banger came from to describe a good song.
I don't know. It's a banger.
Or a bop.
Or a bop. A bop makes more sense than a banger.
Yeah. Banger.
We should make up a new term.
We should. This song is such a...
This song is such a lampshade. Yes, this song is such a lampshade.
Such a lampshade.
Dang, dude. Such a lampshade.
Such a lampshade. Sounds like an insult.
That song, like, this freaking song is such a lampshade.
Such a lampshade. It's
God,
like,
dang it.
It has potential,
but it sucks.
But it's covering it up.
But it sucks.
Because it's a lampshade.
Just because it's a lampshade.
There's a lamp right there. It doesn't have shade.
That lamp is shining high. This is that's the potential of the song.
It's not even plugged in, though.
Shut up. This is the potential of the song, and this is the song.
That's the lampshade.
The lampshade doesn't work. You gotta balance it on the light bulb.
Such a lampshade.
Such a freaking lampshade. Do you know anything about guitar at all? Like specific guitars?
No.
Do you know what the different pickups are?
No.
Okay, so the pickups that I have on my guitar, which I know you guys can't see this, but they're humbuckers. That means...
That's a fun name.
Humbuckers. Humbuckers.
That song is just a humbucker.
They're better, like they sound better for like distortion and stuff.
Okay.
And then Stratocasters... Fender Stratocasters, they normally have single coils, which they're just like, instead of like having two little chunks there, it's just one mm-hmm. straight line, and then the bottom one is the one that like grip. It's had a slant. And those are better for like clean tones, like more like what we're playing.
Yeah.
You know, like Boy Pablo, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then there's active pickups, which that's like, those are like battery powered.
Oh.
In the actual guitar, and those like give this really like heavy tone, and a lot of really expensive like metal guitars use that because they're expensive. They're like $2,500.
Dang.
More than that, it's ridiculous.
Yikes.
I customized a Fender Strat, an American Professional Strat, on their website, and it was like $1,800. Yeah, I'm gonna save up for like the 651.
Nice.
Guitar summer.
You know, summer. It's kind of surprising how cheap some pianos are. Just like an upright piano, a used one.
How cheap is it?
From like $100 to $500.
Really?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Just go pick one up. I mean, it's just like an upright. I would love to have a grand piano, though.
How expensive are those?
Probably.
Like, pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a... I don't know, even a baby grand... I don't know. But we don't really have space in our house.
Yeah.
Grand piano. For sale.
See, and then there's also... There's always the debate whether you get an expensive amp or an expensive guitar.
Is that a debate?
That is a very large debate.
So what do you side with?
I side with expensive guitar.
Yeah?
Because we're guitar players, not amp players.
Ooh.
If you get a cheap guitar, it's not gonna feel good, you're not gonna be able to play it well, you're not gonna work.
Okay, here's a used baby grand for $4,000.
Huh. That's
a little pricey.
That's a little pricey. That's used too?
Yes.
That's rough.
I wonder what new is.
I agree with Amp. No, I agree with Cheap Amp. And expensive guitar. Because if you have an expensive guitar, it plays a lot better. You can play a lot more stuff, it feels nicer, and your tone will be better because the guitar is better. You can... Amps, cheaper amps last longer than cheaper guitars, too.
Mm. Here's a brand new baby grand for $6,000 and a brand new regular grand for $12,000.
That's insane. That's ridiculous.
I think I got my keyboard for like $400 on Craigslist.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty good, actually.
It is pretty good.
For that.
There's lots you can do with it, too.
Music is just an odd thing.
It is.
Like,
it's one of the, like, crazy things about, like, just human nature, too.
Yeah.
Like, do you think animals enjoy music?
Some probably do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, they probably like the soft-sounding stuff that sounds nice. Because it's weird how things work that this, like, a G chord sounds good. Like,
yeah.
Why does it sound nice to us? And, like, stuff like, I don't know, something really odd. Why does that
like
not
that just
sound
sounds
good?
Like clashy, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Like, what's the science behind
that?
How
is,
does it happen?
That is really interesting to think about. And how, like, different people just enjoy different types of music.
Yeah.
And you can't
you
really change that. Yeah. I mean, you can obviously change it, but...
You don't know.
Some people will just never get into a song that you're obsessed with.
Who came up with the standard tuning on a guitar?
That's interesting.
Who came up with that?
Who decided to put a bunch of ivory keys connected to some strings and mallets and call it a piano?
I don't know. That's so weird.
Well, actually, the harpsichord came first. Harpsichords are whack. But yeah. I don't know. And I enjoy it so much. Like, if I'm bored, some music.
Just listen to music, yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure I listen to music all day.
Yeah.
Everything I do.
Actually, I need to go to my settings and see how much time Spotify spends in the background. It's interesting to me. It's in battery, right?
Like, if I think so. If I'm doing homework, I listen to music. If I'm playing video games, I just listen to, I put on music.
Yeah. Just scrolling through Instagram.
I put on music.
Listen to
if
music.
I'm texting somebody, I put
listen
on music.
To music.
And then if I'm not listening to music, I'm either at school in a class where you can't listen to music, or I'm playing my guitar. That's different because I'm playing music.
In the last 10 days, Spotify has spent 2 hours, 40 minutes on my screen and 24 hours in the background.
Oh my gosh.
That's insane.
That's insane.
I use Spotify more than Twitter. Wow.
Okay, in your opinion, do you think wood affects the sound of a guitar? Of an electric guitar?
Wood?
Yeah, well, like the wood that they use for.
I mean, I would definitely think it would, just like the vibrations.
Yeah, it does. Some idiots think it doesn't.
What wood is your guitar made with?
I am not completely sure. Some woods are expensive than others here. Look up on the interwebs, Jackson JS-22 DKA. Jackson JS-22 Dinky DKA. And go to what it's
Dinky DKA.
And it doesn't matter the it's not one. It doesn't matter the color. Also, Billy Corgan, the frontman for Smashy Pumpkins, he thinks that the color of the paint on the guitar affects the tone of it. And he thinks that white is like the best paint color to use.
Is that why you got white?
No, I just got white just because I thought it looked cool. It looked cooler than the black one to me. They had black and blue. What does it say? Booker.
Maple.
Maple. Is it the maple neck or maple body?
Neck.
So it's a maple neck. What's the fretboard? Does it say?
No. Oh, amaranth.
Amaranth.
That's what the fingerboard is.
Yeah, fretboard, fingerboard, same thing. In lead. Yeah, you can switch between lead and. Do you know what the body is? Does it say what the body is?
Mm-mm.
I forget what the body is. I'm pretty sure it said it on the tag. Guitar center.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a wild ride over here.
It is.
Oh yeah, on. Okay, so you know generally what a Stratocaster looks like, right? A Fender Strat.
Not really.
Look it up.
Stratocaster.
Look up.
A Fender Stratocaster?
Yeah, Fender Stratocaster. Yeah, like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so do you like the way that looks with the light-colored fretboard or the dark-colored fretboard? Because I can't decide. I just can't decide whether I like the dark-colored one better or the light-colored one better. I kind of like the light-colored one better.
I like the light-colored one better, but I also like it, like a lighter-colored body, too.
Yeah,
I think it looks sweet in the teal.
I would like a cream-colored
strap. I see. Yeah, that'd be sweet.
With a white pickguard and then a light-colored neck.
Yeah.
That would be sweet. But I haven't seen a cream-colored Strat at Guitar Center. I might get this blue one that they have.
It's crazy how much different, like, goes in, how much different you have to think about with piano and then guitar. And, like, the mechanics of each instrument.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean? Like, what specifically on piano is different from guitar? Because I don't play piano.
I guess it's, like, different for me, though, because piano just is so natural for me at this point in my life.
You play it a lot more than guitar.
Yeah, but, like, with guitar, you have to think about strumming and, like, holding down the chords and stuff.
And then you get into muting the string, muting which string.
But then for piano, it's, like, you have to think about using the pedal and, like, how hard to press
on the keys
and where to move your fingers. And, like, the rhythm of the bass.
Your left hand, and the right. I couldn't do that.
But I couldn't do that with guitar. I'm sure I could learn that, but.
Well, yeah, obviously.
It's just weird how.
I couldn't do the bass and the treble.
Really?
Couldn't do that. It's so much easier just to, you know.
Because that's just become so ingrained in my head.
It's so much easier to worry about which strings you're muting and everything than the bass and the treble.
That's the complete opposite for me.
No, it's so much easier just to, you know.
I know, they say that if you learn piano or guitar, you're pretty much like, you're more likely to do better at other instruments that you add on.
Yeah, well, because, you know, piano and guitar you can do the most with. Because, out of all of this, every single fret is a note.
So, yeah.
Let's see, I have 24 frets.
6 strings. It's like upwards of 200 notes.
Plus 4 because you have 6. Plus 6 because you have 6 open strings.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's a lot of notes. You can do a lot. And then there's endless chord combinations.
Yeah. There are 88 keys, I believe, on the standard piano.
And there's so many different chords and everything.
So many different chords, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I love playing around with chords, especially, jazzy chords or, major sevenths and minor sevenths.
Yeah, it's weird because, the feeling so lonely, fun. Rhythm part, it's got, some funk in it, you know?
Yeah, it does.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's a lot. I don't know what else you're saying. Wow, good one.
It's a really good thought, Will.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's just quality.
What was I gonna say? I don't know. You know what's also crazy how different it is playing by yourself versus playing with other people?
Yeah. I mean,
especially in like a full band.
Yeah.
Cause when I play Wednesday nights at my church, I have to be listening to the drums and the vocals and the guitar and the bass.
Yeah.
And most of the time I kind of just listen to myself.
Yeah.
Most of the time. But to keep everybody going at the same tempo, it's tricky sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing around with chords is so fun to do. And different sounds. Yeah. It's a fun time.
I was thinking of something. I forget what it was. Great. Don't you love it when you do that? When you have a thought and you lose it?
Love it so much. Good podcast.
Good.
Yeah. This is a lot easier with the special guest.
Yeah, it is. Where's Adam when you need him?
Dude.
Where's Adam when you need him?
Where is Adam to moderate the live stream?
Adam to moderate the live stream.
Dang.
Are there any other topics you want to cover?
About music?
Just in general.
In general? This is a music podcast.
We can add another. You know how in the first episode we did philosophical robots and spooky ghosts? We could do another half section of something else.
That was such a good episode.
That was such a good episode. You want to talk about nostalgia?
You want to talk about 6ix9ine?
No.
6ix9ine is going to jail for 47 years, and he is 22 years old right now, which means when he is released, he will be 69 years old.
Oh, don't. You cannot tell me that judge did not do that on purpose. Oh, that's so good.
King of New York. Right here.
Oh, God.
Wait, wasn't he the one who said 21 Savage was British?
Yeah, and 21 Savage got deported.
That's so...
Because he was here illegally or something.
That's whack.
That's whack. Whack.
Whack. 21 Savage being British is one of my favorite memes.
Yeah, and then he gets deported.
Yeah.
And he gets deported in his private jet, and it's supposed to be all sad and everything, but yeah. He's just walking to his private jet. It's like, what the heck? I kind of want to talk about nostalgia.
Nostalgia?
That's a weird thing, man. That's a weird thing.
It is a weird thing. And that kind of ties in with music, though.
Yeah, it does.
Because some songs will play and it'll instantly take me back to a very vivid memory.
Yeah.
Like,
I have a decent amount of examples for that.
Yeah. Like, Loving Is Easy. Loving Is Easy, Rex Orange County.
Yeah.
That takes me back to my hotel room in Arizona over the summer, and I was playing Mario Odyssey on my Switch, and I heard that song for the first time because it came up in like some playlist radio, and I was like, dang, this is good. So I added it to my playlist. And the same thing with a lot of Beatles songs, just because my parents would always put on a Beatles album to like help me fall asleep in the car.
Yeah.
Like just the soup, like the And I Love Her and
yeah.
If I Fell, songs like that. They would put that on when I was a baby in the car, and like, you know, it just takes me back.
It takes me back to being a little baby.
To being a baby. I remember so much from that time. But no, it does make me want to fall asleep.
Yeah. Like, there's a Smash Pumpkins song called Drown.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, for some reason, it always, whenever I listen to that, I think of, like, the fall, and just, like, that whole time period of like September and August. I don't even know why, but like the exact like moment I think of is walking from Mr. Bushkin's, which is 7th and 8th. Yeah, it's 7th and 8th period to 9th period in the connector hallway from Central to East. Specifically that.
Just that?
And then I remember, like, how, like, all the feelings from, you know, August and September. Everything from that just comes back to me.
That's really interesting.
It's crazy, man.
That is crazy.
Especially because I remember I think it was, like, a Friday or Thursday that me and my dad went to Indianapolis to see the Smashing Pumpkins concert. Like, that's the specific day. I remember thinking, man, I just got two more periods, then we're going to Indianapolis. So excited.
Yeah, there's also vlog music that takes me back to like certain places, because when we went out west 2 summers ago, I would just listen to the vlog music because it would just like help me like get an idea of what I wanted to like shoot, you know. So I would just listen to that song, and then I stopped listening to it for, like, a year. And then I went back and watched my vlog, and I was
like, and you're like, dang, yeah. I'm
gonna go back.
Yeah.
I just, like, vividly remember, like, on the swings with Colin and Jacob in South Dakota.
What? That's crazy. Yeah.
It is crazy.
There's just...
so many songs that bring me back.
There's one... some songs just make me think of like really late summer nights, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know, one time, this was spring break a couple years ago. Me and Mason, we stayed up till like 4 o'clock in the morning playing this one game of Call of Duty Zombies. It was so
funny. One game.
We
continuous.
We started at like 12:30. We started at like 12:30 and we played till like 4. It was like approaching 5 o'clock in the morning when we stopped, because the only reason we stopped is because we were both about to fall asleep playing the game because we were so tired.
It's a good game.
It is a good game.
You gotta say.
Yeah. Oh gosh. We were playing Black Ops 3 Zombies on Ascension, and it was like round like 50 something.
Jeez.
It was so good.
Have you ever made it past like 25?
You seriously?
Yeah.
My highest round, highest round by myself is like 58.
Dang.
But it was on really easy map. But
do you ever have those songs that like just make you feel really cool when you're walking in the hallway?
Yeah.
There's so many of those. Like "Can't Get Over You" by Joji. That one just makes me feel so cool. That one. Yeah.
Normally, I listen to, like, Slipknot in the hallways and stuff. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
It actually is pretty good. Sometimes, because, like, the earbuds I have now, they, like, block out everything.
Yeah.
Like, I can't hear anything after, like, when I put them in. So sometimes, people will be like, dude, I said hi to you in the hallway, and I was trying to talk to you, but you didn't hear it. Like, you didn't even respond. And I was like, oh, sorry, I have my earbuds in. I feel so bad. They're like, you just completely ignored me.
He has
AirPods.
Oh, no.
I do not have AirPods.
Me neither, but they are pretty good. Have you ever used a pair of AirPods? They're not bad.
No, I have not.
So this is an interesting question I have for you, but do you have any songs that make you sad?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's, because it's like connected to an event.
Yeah.
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 Some Beatles songs, something like that. For me, in big time.
Really?
Yeah, because one of the,
I do have a few.
In my life, my dad used that for the. You know how people make like slideshows of pictures of people at their funeral.
Yeah.
Well, my dad used "In My Life" for my uncle's funeral. Mm. When I really listen to that song, it just hits me, man.
Yeah.
Ugh, it's rough. And like,
I can see that one, yeah.
That riff. When that riff kicks in,
oof.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that one and the song If I Fell by the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. That's
good. I don't know why that one just makes me so sad.
There are songs that are just, you know, sad songs.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know if you've ever heard Untitled by Rex Orange County.
I have.
The lyrics in that song. Oh my gosh.
So for sad. Some reason, Happiness by Rex Orange County.
That one is very sad, yeah.
I don't know why.
Which is weird because it's called Happiness.
It's a happy song. Like, it's a.
Yeah.
It's based on a happy song, but there's, like, little lyrics in it are, like. It's based off of, like, Happiness, but then it's got. He's got those lyrics that's like,
but it's not.
Makes it sad.
The thing is, it's not his happiness.
It's some, yeah, it's somebody else's happiness.
He's a lyrical genius, though.
Oh, dude, he Rex Orange is. County. Oh my gosh, like I
the stuff he comes up with, it's really good.
Every time I listen to Sunflower, I'm like, how did he? Come
yeah, up with Sunflower is such a good song.
It's like, how did he come up with this?
Yeah, that's like
and then Mac DeMarco.
Yeah,
DeMarco is a lyrical genius. I had no idea.
But half of Apricot Princess is like, that's the album. Whoops. Half of it is like, you know, some upbeat like bangers, and then the other half is just so sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really have a whole lot of songs that make me happy.
Do.
I mean, like, the songs that, like, make me, like, yeah. upbeat, you know?
Oh, I have a ton of songs that get me pumped up.
Yeah. But, I mean, then again, most of my playlist is just, like, chill rock, so it just kind of relaxes me.
Yeah, that's...
You know? Good song. Dude.
Then I also remember, like, certain songs that I play, it brings me back to, like, real, like, staying up really late and just playing the riff over and over again, like, 1979, it's like... Just brings me back to the summer. Yeah. Staying up at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning just playing that.
Yeah, when I... There are some songs that I'll play that'll take me back to certain times. Like, I remember I learned New York State of Mind at, like... 1 in the morning over winter break last year.
Yeah.
Because I was really bored, and I was, like, listening to that song, and I was like, you know what? Let's learn this.
Okay, this is going to be really off topic from our whole general, but okay. Do you ever, like, plan out videos, like, for YouTube, like, really late at night?
Yes.
And then you go back to it, and you're like, what the heck was I thinking?
Yeah. I'll write them down, too.
Yeah, I'll like, start... I'm a Google Doc for, like, all the ideas and how the video will play out.
No. I want to use my YouTube channel more, but
I do, too.
Of video ideas.
I can't think of video ideas. I have had the idea to make a video on, like, Battlefront 2, because that game is really good now.
Mm-hmm.
When it first came out, it was awful, because they had, like, you know, supply crates and stuff like that. It was just made it bad. But they completely, like, reworked the whole system, and it's so good now. But I can't...
I liked your Spider-Man video.
Oh yeah, with the chill music in the background with the Wii Shop music.
I love it. That song is so fun to play. The Wii Shop channel music. So good.
Rest in peace, Wii Shop. Rest in peace, Wii Shop.
Rest in peace, dude.
I'm planning on making like videos that have like, you know, chill music in the background, and it's me just like talking about stuff.
Yeah, I'll do that.
I wanna do that. But I can't. I start it and then I'm like, this is just not good.
Yeah.
But like every video I've made before, like right before uploading it, I'm like, this is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Then I upload it and it's pretty good.
The only upload I felt good about and still feel good about today is my Yellowstone vlog and Fuge vlog.
Those are pretty good videos. Yeah.
That's a good video.
See, what videos am I proud of? I'm proud of It's Been Fun.
that was such a good video.
Oh my gosh, I was like,
that was so funny.
Putting it all together, I was like, this is incredible. I was like, this is gonna be so good.
That was funny.
It's like, I'm gonna make the climb, like when it goes bah, 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 like right when Timmy puts the chewcacker in his mouth. Oh god,
perfect timing.
That video hits me hard too, because it like goes through all of like, you know, eighth grade memories. I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah. Dang. We can talk about eighth grade.
We can talk about eighth grade memes for years.
Oh, so good.
We still talk about Remy all the time.
Yeah, to this day.
We still talk about Remy all the time. That is such a good one.
Our fallen hero.
My fallen hero. That's amazing. Remy, you were... Goodbye, Miss Berlin.
You know what is a really good song? Crab Rafe.
What?
Crab Rafe. Obama is gone.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Alright.
What else is there to talk about?
I think that's all I gotta say about that.
We need to start like making lists of topics.
We do.
Before we start recording, because then this happens and we don't know what to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the whole like Fyre Festival deal?
Mm-mm.
Watch the documentary. The documentary on Netflix, and we'll talk about that next time.
We should.
Because it's about this... Okay, I'll tell you generally what it's about. If anyone has not watched the Fyre Festival documentary on Netflix, watch it. It's so good. So the Fyre Festival was supposed to be this music festival in the Bahamas. That was supposed to be this like huge deal that this young guy was doing. But and it was like crazy. And yeah. Everyone thought, yeah, this was going to be the greatest thing ever. But then...
TanaCon.
It's worse than TanaCon.
Really?
It is 20 times worse than TanaCon. Boy. Like, the guy, I think he's like facing up to 6 years in federal prison. Like, so what ended up happening, like at the end, like they have like a third of the total amount of people on the island and they bought like... They spent their money and they were promised like villas by the shore or whatever, and it was just a bunch of tents.
Oh.
And like the night before, it had like rain, so everything was like soaking wet, and it was just... Watch the documentary. It is so good. It's so interesting how this guy can do what he did, because throughout the whole thing, all of his employees are saying, like, at the time, we were like, how does he keep getting money for the next thing? Because he kept pulling money just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he was telling investors that his company and everything had made, like, millions of dollars when they had only made, like, $60,000.
Oh, geez.
At the end, he was like, we did not commit fraud. We did not do this. It's just false advertisement. And we were like, that's fraud.
That's fraud. That's
Ugh. Good documentary. Please watch it. We can talk about that next time if you watch it.
Well, we're out of time for today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Zach and Willie podcast. We hope you enjoyed. Give us a rating. Give us a comment. Let us know how you feel. And we will see you in the next one.
See y'all later.
Peace out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.